Get ready for this wild ride. Susan Meechan is a romance novelist, and she faked her own suicide. She logged on to Facebook in 2020. She pretended to be her daughter, and she wrote a post declaring that she had died. She said that she was bullied by the book world, encouraged people to buy the last book, and then, surprise! She showed up on Facebook last week and announced that she's not dead. She faked the whole thing, and she posted, and I quote, "Let the fun begin."
I mean, let that sink in for a minute. Somebody told you they were dead for 2 years. 2 years. And people like emerge. You know how it is. Like when somebody passes away, whether they're an artist, a singer, a songwriter, something like that, people go out, they buy their product, right? If they ever liked them, even for a moment, people put together another book in her honor. I mean, there was people talking about it. It's crazy.
It's messed up.
It's just a crazy, crazy thing.
Now, there's no world where we endorse doing something like this, right? I don't care how many books you sold. Like, it doesn't matter.
It's just fascinating to me that somebody would do something like this.
But, like, the fact that she was able to pull it off successfully is the wild part to
Yeah.
me. But if you were going to disappear,
yeah.
Raven, how would you disappear?
Well, you know, the main thing is you got to have some cash, right? Because if you've got credit cards or a phone or anything like that, people are going to find you. I've always been intrigued by people that are, like, eaten. Right. So you got to put yourself in a situation where, you know, there's a reason that they never found your body if you actually want to disappear. Right.
Okay.
So I imagine involving alligators, crocodiles, something like that. Sharks. Australia would be a great country to disappear while on vacation.
Yes.
You know, like I could pay a couple people off in the outback to say, yes, I saw him down by the water. Crikey.
And then he was gone.
The crocodile just ate him. Right. It was gone.
I heard
some screams and that was it.
What do you think the alligator looks like after it eats you? The crocodile.
Oh.
It's the world's fattest crocodile I've ever seen. Can you imagine how big that thing would be?
That's hurtful. I mean, it's not a snake
imagine.
Or an anaconda, but yes, the same type of concept.
But
right.
You got to be pushing 2 bills inside of a belly of a crocodile.
Well, I mean, some of those suckers are like 1,400 pounds and they're like 16 feet long. All right. So, I mean, I'm just saying is, you know, if there's no body, right? And then no crime, then you're gone.
Oh, look, people want to play this game. Sam, if you were going to fake your disappearance, how would you do it?
Well, here's what I would do. I would contact a friend, maybe like a solo friend that I had that my family and or loved ones don't know about. I would have them buy me a ticket to get out of the country and then or to get out of wherever I am. And then to fake the actual death part, I would have my car rigged with explosives. And I would create some sort of scenario where it looked as if I owed someone money and boom, I didn't pay up, boom, gone.
So Sam has good friends that nobody else has ever met, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Sam has explosives at the ready.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to rig this up. I mean, third, you just lay some large bets, I guess. I don't know what you do, right? You hit the loan shark up for money on the way out of town, but then you actually have somebody after you. Other than that. Right, you might be gone.
It's a good idea, and the reason why I could also get away with something like this is because I have a lot of cousins in Italy that live and work on remote farms. I could go on one of those farms. I mean, they don't even have internet in some of those places.
Nobody would even know you were out there.
I would have a place to stay, a place to live. I could live a full life in Italy on this remote farm, and nobody would ever know. And I could just get on a plane and go. You
I
know?
Thought you were about to tell me that you have family members with just, you know, lying around explosives. Just, you know.
Well, no.
Right.
Okay.
Don't say it.
No.
Don't say it out loud.
No. 1-800-330-9999. If you were going to fake your disappearance, how would you do it? This romance novelist has been all over the news the last couple of days because she faked her own death. She logged onto Facebook in 2020, pretended to be her daughter, wrote a post declaring that she had died, and then she showed up last week like, surprise! Basically to sell books, which is crazy.
It's absolutely nuts. When I read this story, I mean, I was just intrigued by the entire thing. But the more and more I get into the details, like she was having ongoing conversations, you know, portraying herself as her daughter, you know, sharing with people in their mourning and whatnot. It's kind of wild.
Imagine if you really are her daughter. You're like, Mom, are you serious? you know how many followers we're going to lose now?
It's just one of the millions of reasons that, you know, it's so hard to actually disappear nowadays if you wanted to.
Yeah, so if you were going to fake your disappearance, how would you do it? You know, Raven, I haven't thought much about it, but I do have this fantasy.
Okay.
Where one morning I get up to go to work, and it's as usual, I am really tired and I haven't slept, and I drive. But when I get to the exit where I get off to go to work,
yeah,
I just keep driving.
You just keep going. Where do you go?
I never have gotten that far in my head, but I just keep thinking I go until at some point I stop.
Yeah.
And that's where my new life begins.
Right. Hopefully it's next to the water or something like that. I envision it near a beach or something.
I envision it like at a McDonald's when I get hungry and I'm like, I need a number three or something like that.
That's a little bit different.
Kristen, if you were going to fake your own disappearance, how would you do it?
I would fake the rapture. You know, I would just like lay out one of my favorite outfits because, you know, I wouldn't leave without like my comfiest sweatshirt and things like that. And just lay it out probably next to like the dog's collar so I could take my dog too and just be like, oh, I don't know what happened. They're just missing. They just vanished. Get real, X-Files with it.
So the rapture, right? That's the one where people just disappear, right?
Anna?
Yeah. That's the one where people, you know, just one day, God decided it was enough and you didn't do the best job and so you're gone. Usually I think that story probably works better if you have a group of people that all disappear, like, you know, one of those shows. Like, what was that one where they got on the plane and then they didn't come back for like 5 years or something like that? That would work well, too.
Manifest.
Yeah.
Was that what it's called? That's what it was called,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but laying out the dress is interesting. Would you lay it out on the table like you were getting, ready to get dressed? Or would you have it, like, in a clump, you know, walking towards the door as if it the clothes just fell in the air once your body disappeared?
Yeah, just like that. Okay. Just like I would go by the door, and just kind of like, oh, if I just disappeared, how would this dress fall
right
to the ground?
A good detective is like, she got naked here at the door and then she drove away. I don't know what happened. But, but I mean, you know what? Maybe.
Make it look like I was going to take my dog out for a walk or something.
Derek, how would you disappear?
I would probably do, there's an unsolved, like mystery thing that I've been obsessed with. I would probably copy this woman, and what she did was, I mean, no one knows what happened to her, which is the best part because it's completely unsolved. I would leave my car on the side of the road, put my phone maybe 100 yards away, and then I would hitchhike away from the car. It would be one of those situations where they're like, was it foul play? Did he run it? Kind of go out with a bang.
Mm-hmm. And they would definitely put the person that gave you a ride in prison for your murder. They would be like, but you know what? I mean, perfect crime, right? Somebody else is serving the time. You're good.
Imagine, like,
exactly.
One day you're living in Greece. You know, you faked your death. You're on your own. Now you live in Greece in, like, some kind of a villa or whatever.
Sure.
And all of a sudden you're the subject of a Netflix documentary.
Right.
Exactly.
And it's
that's
over.
The goal. That's the goal.
Right. The fun time is over immediately then, right?
Yep.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.